John.
How are you?
Listen, I read the book Devil in the White City.
Yes.
I was talking about it. You listened to the show. You got me a documentary that you did.
Oh, yes.
And it happened in Chicago. Is this going to be made into a movie?
Yeah, Tom Cruise is producing a film right now, and I've talked to the screenwriter, and the screenwriter told me that Paramount's afraid of me because they won't let him see my film in case anything appears in their film.
Right.
They're afraid I'll sue them, of course. But yeah, it's a go. They're looking for someone to play Holmes, possibly like Johnny Depp or Jude Law.
Oh,
or
man, Depp
like
would be great. H.H. Holmes,
the film.com.
Okay, it's an independent film you did. And,
yeah, 4 years.
What?
4 years in the making.
So this guy in Chicago comes to town, and he builds a chamber of horrors. He fires people. I mean, I'm going through this short, but...
Is it a true story?
Yeah, true story. He comes to Chicago. He builds a... he calls it the castle. Where was it located?
63rd and Wallace in Englewood.
In Englewood.
Englewood.
And he builds chutes from different rooms, but he fires people, and he doesn't pay. He fires people every couple of weeks. Fires
right.
Everybody.
Exactly.
And so nobody really knows what's going on, and why are we building chutes here, and what is this? And he basically built a chamber of horrors, then he opened it up to the public during the World's Fair, and, I mean, they finally caught him chopping up children, but how many people do they think he killed? Hundreds?
Well, it could be hundreds, because he had a crematorium in his basement, and he said it was used for glass bending, of course, but, oh, yeah, he, he had gas lines leading to the people's rooms, which he designed, and then he had a master control panel, so he would kill people, you know, gas them, throw them down a chute, and he would make skeletons and sell
the skeletons.
He sold skeletons.
The skeletons.
Yeah.
And how?
And here, right here, yeah.
And who'd he sell the skeletons to?
Universities and medical schools. Could have been like University of Chicago. Could have been anywhere in the Chicago area.
Didn't he cut off their feet and hands so they couldn't?
Yeah, he did for one of the little girls, yeah, so, you know, they wouldn't be able to identify them. He was a monster, you know, but he was an evil genius.
He had a room.
Yeah.
That was airtight, and they found... He would put women in these rooms, and they found burned footprints and solid metal.
Because he had a vault.
The vault. See, there was acid on the floor.
Yeah.
So he put these women in there, and they would be trying to kick their way out, and their feet were burning into the metal because the floor was covered with acid.
Yeah. Yeah, and they'd be suffocated in the vault or burned with acid. And, you know, he was just a true monster. He didn't care, men, women, or children. You know, at the time, he was trying to be an evil entrepreneur, and he saw everyone as a dollar sign, whether he made skeletons or life insurance scams. He was, just an evil entrepreneur.
How many? It was three kids, right? And they found him in a steamer trunk. Is that right?
Yeah, one was in a trunk, and the two girls were in Indianapolis that he killed.
How many people was he married to? How many women?
He was married to three women at the same time. The women didn't even know of each other, and he had mistresses. But see, he was smart. He would kill the mistresses for money or property, and he didn't kill any of his wives. Why? So if he ever went to trial, the wives would say, well, he never meant anything harm to me or my child. Well, why would they say anything? They're set up in Winnetka in a nice house.
He wrote a book. How hard is it to find that book?
Well, it's pretty hard. It's
what do they sell for? An original copy of his book.
Oh, I have no idea. There are only two of them in existence.
Wow.
So they're pretty tough to find.
We think this city's miserable, and cities are miserable, and how tough it is. And you should read. And his book is not, or his documentary is not about the book, I should say. But Devil in the White City was a huge seller, huge best selling book, and I think it still is. And talks about this guy, and talks about what life was like. You know, and how in this era, house fire during the World's Fair. House fire, you're dead. You had to have insurance.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And if you didn't pay off the fire department, you could, so what? And the air was thick with coal and horses going up on the sidewalk. People killed every day.
It was all slaughterhouses here.
Yeah. Oh, and 24 hours a day, especially where we're standing.
Right. Stench.
Knee deep in feces if you stepped off into the street.
Right.
Knee deep in feces.
Right.
And in the summer, it was brutal. And
if you didn't pay off the fire department, they wouldn't come and save you. You just die.
Yeah, if you look at some of the fire departments around here,
mm-hmm.
It'll say fire insurance station.
Right.
You had to pay for it. So they would pull up and had you paid. Okay. See ya. And they'd let your house burn down.
Wow.
Henry Ford gets credit for the first assembly line. I don't believe it. Right near here, the stockyards, they had a pit with pigs in it, and chains would go up and around. The chains were in a big circle with hooks,
mm-hmm.
and they would jam these hooks through the pigs, and the pigs would scream, and 100 men would cut off pieces while the pigs were screaming, and then the bloody hook would go around, they'd hook another pig to it, and it would go down into this pit, and these men would take these pigs. And that was the first true assembly line, and it was 24 hours a day, and it was, yeah.
City of big shoulders, hog butcher to the world.
Ugh. Yep.
I mean, that's right where we're at, guys.
Mm-hmm.
HHHolmesTheFilm.com, and interesting stuff.